Andrew Stanton, you help letting and estate agents, bosses in their businesses, work out what's working, what isn't working. What are the common problems or mistakes that you come across all the time? Talk to me.
Yes, Chris, my day job, or one of my day jobs, is to go and see people and help them with their businesses. So if I was to list top mistakes or problems in businesses, one of the biggest problems when I go and see a business is the owner. They might have been great doing the business, might have been great leader of the business, but they should have passed it on to somebody else. So one is a bit like Tony Blair, holding on to power for too long. The other is some of them are just embattled. They've got so many things going on, they just can't cope. So I often find that if the person running the whole thing is fundamentally good, we can sort everything else out. If the person running it isn't great, I will be very candid and say, look, you need to make your number two run the day show, and you still need to make the big decisions because it's your money in the bank. But, you know, your best salesman, saleswoman, make him the manager, let him run it. If it's a small business, or if they've got 10 or 15 branches, I'll say, well, hands off, devolve.
And how good are they at letting go? Because you know what most agents are like.
Terrible. One of the things that I always do is I say, okay, here are my recommendations. You've got to change, I don't know, your CRM, you've got to change this, you've got to do this, you've got to adapt, all those things. Then right at the bat, the bottom point usually is buy a fishing rod and take Wednesdays off. Okay, take a day off. And they'll go, oh, I can't do that, that's crazy, you're mad, and all the rest of it. And a lot of them do, and their business is so much better. And on that day, they may still be doing bits and pieces, I suspect, about the business. But they have time to think about the changes they should be making to their business.
Just the classic on the business, in the business.
Yeah. Most people running businesses are working so many hours, are so on it, are under financial pressures, wages, salaries, overheads and all the rest of it. It takes me 6 months to be a consultant to somebody because they say, oh yeah, we need you. And I come and say, oh, I come and say, oh no, I can't do it. Can we cancel it? Because they're just so busy in the day job. And it's a 365 job, isn't it?
Are you saying that one of the best things agents can do today is deliberately rule a day out just to reflect on
yeah.
the business?
Yeah. And in fact, you were talking about social media. I had a client recently and he said, this is a load of tosh. I don't need social media. And I said, take a week off, take 5 days off, and go and buy some stuff. And we had a meeting a month later, and he goes, yeah, people are buying stuff differently, aren't they? And I said, thank God for that. And he's doing really well now, and he's changed his whole business around. And it hasn't cost him lots of money, but he said, oh, I didn't realise the consumers were doing it like this. And I said, for God's sake, you're a consumer, where do you buy your shoes? You know, and but he actually took the time off. And usually when I say take 5 days off and try and buy stuff, that's a metaphorical. But he actually did it.
How does it make you feel when you're able to change agents' lives?
It's great. And one of the biggest things I also say to them is let's put your fees up. Wherever their fees are, this is another reason. So personality, the person driving the business, get that right. Second thing is put your fees up. And whichever business I go to, if they're making tons of profit, I say, put your fees up. And if they're not, I say, put your fees up. And they go, but we'll lose business. And I go, well, you lose business anyway because you only get a certain percentage on. And when you realise that you take on, I don't know, 34% of the ones you go out to, better that you take 34% on at big fees than small fees. You know, that also is a big factor, I think.
Interesting. Anything else that they do well?
Well, they're very good at working really long hours, all of them, which they don't need to do. When does a buyer buy? you know, when there's a good product for them to buy. So if their stock is the wrong money and all the rest of it, you're not going to do many sales that week. I think they're good at lots of things. I mean, I marvel. Sometimes I'll go into an office and I'll sit down and there'll be a journeyman or a journeywoman, 64 years of age, sitting over there. Someone will come through the door or they'll be on the phone. And I thought, oh, I wish I recorded that. That was brilliant. You know, they were caring and knowledgeable and all the rest of it. And I'm thinking, yeah, I talk a lot about technology, but then that's to be around. You know, if someone's 64 and they says, oh, I don't do social media, hell, you don't need to. But have someone in your team who does. That also is very, very important. And yeah, that's it.